from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
How do you believe these kids?
Maybe it's because I did my time.
I get it. Tricky Dicky, man.
I get it.
Hey, Fig, grinding.
I get it.
He's a grinder.
Grind his ass. I get it. I've done my time. I love the heat. All I'm saying is they hate it.
Nah, you don't love the heat.
I did my yard yesterday afternoon, 4 o'clock.
It. You're less of a man than
you do it. You do it, but you don't love it.
All I'm saying is they hate it.
Something wrong with you if you love that.
Hot butter.
Yeah. Speaking of
heat, I'm sure we'll hear more of this heat.
Parquet.
Soon. You're listening to KALT, KALT HD2 and Odyssey Sports Station, and the drive is hot and live.
The drive? No, baby, the drive is in air conditioning. Maybe you just sweated your shirt out, but the drive, this part of the drive is good and live right here. You heard Clint. You heard Tyler. We got a little rambunctious here already to kick this thing off.
I love that word.
It's a fun one. I'm good, man. I let y'all hold that. I got out there. I said, boy, ain't for me today, Jack. I give it to you. I give it to you, man. Knocked it out the park, baby. Good. I'm glad. Hey, glad we got one of us on here who's willing to do it. I ain't have it in me.
Y'all ought to be ashamed.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm not at all.
I didn't go watch practice because of heat.
Yes, correct.
You ought to be ashamed. Y'all ought to both be ashamed.
I made that decision.
Fine with it. Very comfortable.
Clearly.
Hey, you made
very comfortable.
You made your choice, and I respect your choice. I'm good. I'm good with it. I felt good too, boy. Went out there, tried my 9 o'clock. No, I said I'm out. Not today. Not for me. There ain't no tent. Ain't no tent to cover us. Just sweating bullets.
There's a little shade. There's a tent out there.
Yeah.
There's shade.
Yeah. All right. Hey, today's a big, big day. We'll get to it because Clint was out there sweating bullets. We'll get to that. But letting you know, if you've been listening throughout the day, I know there was a winner at 7 a.m. There was a winner at noon. I was listening. You better have been listening to Confessions because Lopez just surprised you on that and just gave you tickets. Your chance will be in the 5 o'clock hour. You will be able to win front row seats in the bullpen. Front row seats coming up on Saturday as the Giants come to NRG. Make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to remind you throughout. I'm not even going to try to trick you or mess with you. I'm telling you right now, I've made the decision. The first segment. So you need to be there at 5 o'clock, the first segment, in the 5 o'clock hour. Not the second, not the third, the very first segment, 5 o'clock, that's when we will be calling for our winner to win those two pair of tickets. So it could be at 5, it could be 5:02, it could be 5:05, hell, it could be 5:10. That first segment, your chance to win a pair of tickets front row in the bullpen. So, hey, let people know. Tell somebody. Be ready. Have an alarm. That segment starts at 5 o'clock. During 5 o'clock fire, the first segment, your chance to win a pair of tickets. All right, Clint, you got out there. It was a smoky one out there. And this is – I feel like this is the first time, hell, I think since I've been here that they've – you know, during training camp, move the practice time back like this. I don't remember D'Amico doing that last year, and I don't remember Cully and Lovey and Bill O'Brien doing that before. So they have moved this to 11:30. Real quick, your thoughts on why and what went into them moving it back today?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. I think this is a time that they're gonna practice during the year. I think this week is they're gonna make as much like game week as they possibly can. This is week 3 of the preseason, so the starters are gonna play. If you're healthy, you're gonna practice. They're gonna practice at 11:30 because that's when they practice during the regular season. The practice is gonna be longer. So today is which is really Tuesday, but it would be like a game week Wednesday with the game this week being on Saturday versus Sunday. Everything's moved up, so your Tuesday is like your Wednesday. Long work day. And again, the time is because of when they're going to practice. He's just doing everything he can this week to make this just like game week. This is a week long run through of game prep. What's it going to look like? What's the practice schedule look like? And all the way down to I would imagine that this meeting schedule and everything is going to be exactly what it is during.
They're trying to mimic the season.
Mimic the season to a T. I mean, we saw all the guys back at practice. Some of them came back on Sunday. If you're healthy today, you were practicing. Titus Howard was out there. And there's a handful of guys that came back. And so I think it's game week. To your point, we'll give away them tickets in that 5 o'clock hour. If you're going to go to a preseason game, which we only have two home this week and next week, Saturday, both noon games, a lot of people can go to both. But if you are going to go to a preseason game, one, you want to sit your ass on the front row, which is the tickets we're giving away. And two, the Giants game this week is the one you want to go to because this is the big week for the starters to get extended play.
You think they'll play more than they will the last preseason game?
Absolutely. I think the last preseason game, we're going to be looking at third and fourth quarter and see who's going to get cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you got veterans playing in the second half of preseason four, they probably gonna make their way up out of Houston. That decision's probably already made.
Because right when you played, it used to be, you used to get four.
Yeah.
And right, and it used to be like – the third preseason game, what starters would play into the third quarter.
Yep.
I don't think that's done anymore, is it? Or do you think that the possibility of that happening this week?
Oh, I think it's possible.
With the Giants this week that maybe we see them, because I was thinking maybe we see a quarter of them. You think we may see the half?
I think we could possibly get a half and a drive out of the half. I mean, I think a lot of coaches believe.
I love that.
I do too. See how guys come out of the locker room. Yeah, I do too. Now, D'Amico may be confident enough in his team to where he doesn't need that. You know, if you're Brian Daboll and you're sitting over the Giants, you're probably gonna bring your team out in the second half and start the second half with your starters.
He looks good.
Yeah, he looks good. Lost a little weight, but
proud of him.
I don't know about that Hard Knocks. I would like to see D'Amico Ryans bring the starters out one drive in the second half, no matter what happens. You've gone through the whole gamut. Now week four is just about who's getting cut and who's not. Preseason week four is just about who's getting cut and who's not. And once that's over, you wholly turn your conversation, your focus to the Indianapolis Colts and. So, yeah, I'd like to see him. But I wouldn't be – look, with where this team is with D'Amico Ryans, I wouldn't be disappointed if he said, no, we're finna go in the four series. We're just going to get some good work in and get out. I wouldn't be disappointed. I think he's extremely confident, and he should be. This is a player-led locker room. I think they're in a spot where they could go either way.
Saw a lot of people return to practice. We've been out, including Kamari Lassiter. We'll get the rest.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But Christian Harris, Will Anderson, no surprise on Christian Harris when he limped off gingerly, as reported yesterday. Kind of figured that was going to be the case. But Will Anderson too. So both of those guys Will Anderson hasn't practiced in over a week, and now we're looking at Christian Harris as well, and who knows if he's reset or where that is. So Tuesday, tomorrow's Wednesday. It feels maybe we leaning towards, I would damn sure Christian Harris.
Yeah.
Leaning towards both of those guys potentially being out and missing the third preseason game for the Texans.
Yeah, and this is the one where we've been talking about, this is the one where it matters, and the truth of the matter is this defense, you know, those two guys change it significantly. And so you'd like to see the entire unit together. Obviously you got to err on the side of caution if either one of them, which clearly Christian Harris wasn't ready to get out there yesterday or Sunday, so he's probably not going to be able to get out there this Saturday. There's no sense in it, but Just the thought of Will Anderson and Christian Harris not being a part of this team just this Saturday as it pertains to this preseason game, boy, it'll make you nervous because those two guys right there change the game.
Yeah, Christian is the one, especially of the two. Now, Will Anderson is the guy that you feel like may have a real breakout year. But Christian Harris, to me, especially when you start talking about, you know, the Colts and the regular season opener, is like Will Anderson. Will Anderson could not practice or play up until Saturday night before the Colts game.
Yeah.
And you can stick him in at his spot and feel pretty good because, you know, hey man, you know what you're doing right there. Christian Harris, it's not just okay, how quickly can they get him back? I think they need him back and he needs to kind of get some run with these dudes. Like at the linebacker position that he's playing, like I think that's a lot tougher to just, hey man, we ain't practiced with you all training camp and just step in here a week before and play with these guys and play with Alshire for the first time. Like I think they not only need to get him healthy, but get him back so he can get acclimated with the guys around him. I think that's a little bit more important than the position that Will Anderson plays.
Yeah, just positionally, Will Anderson can come back week of, and as long as his legs are under him, he put your hand in the dirt and go eat, big fella. I mean, that's you're right. I mean, the D-line position, the DM position, we've heard multiple times with D'Amico I'm sure they're doing some reading to some degree on certain plays, but for the most part, they're put your hand in the dirt, penetrate, put your hand in the dirt, go eat. Christian Harris, I would imagine, has a lot to do with the communication.
Yes.
I know Azeez Al-Shaair, the middle linebacker, big zero. By the way, that zero looks clean in the middle of that defense. He's doing the majority of the communicating. The safeties are doing the majority of the communicating, but I would imagine that Christian Harris has something to do with that. And so, yeah, it would take I would imagine it would take a little bit more run at practice with the guys to get in a groove. But look, let's be honest. If he's healthy, I don't care if it happens Saturday before a Sunday game.
Well, yeah,
he's got to be the dude.
Yeah, he's gonna go. But you just like that part of it is a little bit more important than Will. Like Will, man, just get healthy. Him, you kind of want to get him on the field. All right. So that is kind of the latest today. They're gonna be doing that all week. 11:30 practices, and they were out there a long time today, sweating bullets out there in that heat. And I know D'Amico Ryan spoke to the media earlier, and he talked about his young safety. And Jalen Petrie is I think at the very least, a question mark going into the season, especially off of what he did last year and now coming off of him playing a new position. I think he is at least a question mark here. Here's D'Amico talking about his young safety, Jalen Petrie.
Yeah, Jalen, I mean, first thing first is just he's so fun to work with. He's one of our smartest players on our team, right? He's able to handle a lot mentally and physically, very gifted guy who does a phenomenal job, whether it's in coverage, whether it's blitzing, playing in the box, playing back deep. Not many guys have the skill set that Jalen has, and he's a fun guy to work with. He's all about the team. He's a true leader for us on our team, and I'm always excited to work with Jalen because he's ready for more, like trying to see how much he can handle. He can handle a lot, and it helps our defense just with his versatility, his flexibility, and just his willingness, right, to do whatever it takes for the team to be successful. Like, that's how we want all of our guys.
All right, I know you was impressed with him today. I know Jalen Petrie. It was a Jalen Petrie day for you.
I'll be honest with you. I'll be completely transparent. I'm a Jalen Petrie guy.
I am too.
I want this to work out, Ron. I'm with D'Amico. I like everything about the dude, man. Other than seeing him on the sideline way too often last year, I like everything about him. And you know, we've beat the dead horse of man, boy. This the only thing is, can he cover? And that holds true today. But Ron, I'm watching him, and look, I don't know what's going to happen in a game. I don't advise D'Amico play a lot of man when he's out there and get him matched up on Malik Nabers this weekend, or if he plays, or you know what. Like I don't think you should ever be reckless, obviously. But I'm watching him today, man, and he's covering, somehow getting matched up with Tank Dell, and
get ready for Josh Downs, although he is injured.
He is, yeah. So he's getting He covers Tank Dell. Now, there was a flag thrown. I couldn't see how egregious the penalty was, but there was some level of PI there. But I didn't, again, it wasn't like blatantly obvious. You know, then I look up and he's covering Diggs across the middle, confidently covering Diggs across the middle, forcing a slide catch, which he didn't make the catch, so it was incomplete. And then I look up and I'll be damned if somehow Nico Collins didn't match up on him going deep. It looked like a little slot fade type thing. And he covers him like a blanket to where they end up. The ball was probably thrown out of bounds from my angle. I couldn't tell how far out of bounds. But anyway, he just made it tough. Was physical with Nico coming
good
out.
Coverage.
Yeah, and I'm just watching that. I'm just going, man, I don't know if he's out there getting really good reps. Like, I don't know how great these reps are because I'm not. We can't. You don't get to see it all like you can on film. But he damn sure is out there confidently acting like he's out there making plays. I mean, he feels really, really good about what he's doing on a play-in, play-out basis.
Well, he just has to be good enough. He doesn't have to be Stingley or Sauce Gardner or Patrick Surtain. I mean, he just has to be good enough to where it's not Jacksonville and Tavier Thomas, to where it is, I mean, just, it is just.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.